better? Shit. No offense to you, Andrea, but it's not because of your drumming that things are better. This is the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, diet dew drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, 16 hours working a day. Yet I am the lead singer of Detroit Perfect and Halfway. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host. I am Bill Halfway Hamill. You are listening to my show, Hamill's Halfway House. I'm going to level with you folks. I no longer drink alcohol. Yes, in fact, I drink probably about 2 liters worth of Diet Mountain Dew a day since. So it's not going to be the alcohol that killed me. It's going to be this fucking Mountain Dew. All that aside, this has been a week of epic proportions, ladies and gentlemen. I reconnected with an old friend. He knows who he is. Someone I truly love, admire, and respect. And I'm glad we're on the same page again. And more importantly than that, I have met someone who is absolutely fantastic. Words cannot do her justice. She is funny, witty, intelligent, talented, and beautiful. And what she could possibly see in a hip-hopping, punk-rocking motherfucker like me, well, I am Bill Halfway Hamill. See, I'm still a narcissist, motherfuckers. I ain't changed. I'm still the same motherfucker I've always been since the age of 9. So suck on that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And now the reason you're here. I had these guys on a very early show. Really nice kids. They are called the Flax. And this is their song, Aquarius Scum.
Beggars can't be choosers. face. He asked me for some change. Now I sit and wonder when I'll get my chance to be like him. I just watch the world go by. Yeah, the fear of what could be. Beggars can't be Jesus. I guess it takes some time to see. Yeah, the fear of what could be. Beggars can't be Jesus. I guess it takes some time to see. Try to compromise with me.
Aquarius Scum. You can find them at facebook.com/TheFlax. This next band has really been making a name for themselves. When I had Ricky Rad on here a few weeks ago, he had done a show with them in Indianapolis and had nothing but great things to say about them. They're going to be playing Washington State in late May. So I give you Detroit's own Against the Grain.
Yeah.
Against the Grain with Armadillo. You can find them at ReverbNation.com/ATG the band. Now, for any of you who've been listening to this show for any amount of time, know that I'm good friends with Jim Wood from Stroller Coaster. His other band is Johnny Roast Beef, and he actually was in Johnny Roast Beef before he was in Stroller Coaster. So, without further ado, here is Johnny Roast Beef with Song for Shauna. You can find Johnny Roast Beef at showcaseyourmusic.com/JRoastBeef. Now, speaking of Jim Wood, he's the guy that got me in to this next band. And I know if you listen to this show, you have heard this band because I love this band. And another person I know who loves this band is the lovely Miss Chelsea Maxine, and I've heard through the grapevine that the Porcelain Doll Collection will be playing at the Token Lounge in Westland, Michigan, this coming Friday, May 2nd, along with my good friend Fester, his band, Steal Your Medicine. I heard I may run into Chelsea there. Someone told me that. And Chelsea loves this band so much, she actually got the tattoo of their lip logo. So this is for Chelsea. This is the Porcelain Doll Collection with EGCB.
I just want to take you back and make you see how you react. I just want to walk along the path with flat railroad track. I just want to take you back and make you see how you react. I just want to walk along the path with flat railroad track. The railroad track. Take me down, you make me down, you take me down to see the town. You make me sound, I'll break around to take you round the dirt. I can fall to fight the hope I've come to crawl to. Lie beside the ride inside the take your time and hold on tight. See the bleeding, hear me prevail. Walls alive, we bruise and beat and bruise and beat down. If I see you starting that, I know that what you said was right. I just want to take you back and make you see how you.
The Porcelain Doll Collection with EGCB. Check them out on the web at The Porcelain Doll Collection. Let's get them on this year's Warped Tour. Go to warped.battleofthebands.com/U/TPDC. And that one was for you, Chels. This next band comes to us from Garden City, Michigan. I have no idea where that is. They are the number one ranked punk band on Reverb Nation for Detroit. They are the Coffin Cats, and this is She's Deadly.
Push me close to dinner. I try to escape. She always.
Huffing Cats. Check them out at ReverbNation.com/CoffinCats. Now, there is nothing I love more than when a band writes me or calls me and thanks me for playing them on the show, because that's the whole point of this show, is for people to hear great independent music, preferably punk rock and hip hop. And I heard from these guys, and it's even better when it's such a great band. So I have nothing but great things to say about this band. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Gutter Ghouls with Lock and Load. ReverbNation.com, the Gutter Ghouls, and thank you so much, guys, for getting in contact with me. It means a lot. I think right now we should take the time to thank the bands that paved the way for all the bands that are out there making a name for themselves today. Anybody who knows me, and if you've been listening to the show, I just saw these guys a couple weeks ago. Few weeks before that, I talked to Ricky Ratt, sweet, sweet guy. Bought this record when I was about 14. This is from their self-titled debut. This is 3873 Marlboro Street.
We'll be right back. they're all torn down and you won't find a helping hand. Oh, but we got some security. We got the cookie man.
Brats with 3873 Marlboro Street. Do yourselves a favor and please go to iTunes and pick up some Trash Brats. Here's another band who deserves their just due. Their lead singer, Wendy Case, one of the coolest people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting in the Detroit music scene. This is The Paybacks with Black Girl.
She's the one.
Knock Loud. That was Black Girl by the Paybacks. Again, do yourselves a favor. Please go to Amazon.com, buy a Paybacks record. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Trash Brats. Thank you, Paybacks. Because if it wasn't for bands like them, there'd be none of us. And speaking of us, this next song, I have a story about it, considering I played a major role in it. Originally, we were going to call our second album EP Out of the Basement. Well, when Sean wrote the lyric, I thought he was saying From the Basement. And I figured, okay, yeah, we're from the basement because that's where we're practicing at. Well, no, it was Out of the Basement. And, yeah, we didn't get far out of the basement. I mean, we played a lot of places. We played Smalls. No, I'm kidding. We played, where else did we play? We played the Magic Stick. There was supposed to be a whole concept behind this record. Unfortunately, it didn't come to fruition. But I love the song. I'm a little biased. This is Detroit Perfect with From the Basement. From the EP Detroit Perfect 2. Please go to iTunes and buy some Detroit Perfect stuff. Go to facebook.com/Detroit Perfect. Go to Detroit Perfect's own Shawnee Constant, his new band, Rut Strutter. They're working on their first album right now, so they don't have any music up. They do have a live video up there. It's facebook.com/Rut Strutter. Check that out. This is a fan-supported podcast, folks. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a motherfucker you don't know. Go to halfwayhamel.com. All things Detroit Perfect, Halfway Hamel, my blogs, the podcast, all that shit. Follow me on Twitter at Halfway Hamel. You know what? Follow Shawnee Constant at Shawnee Constant. This next band, Detroit Perfect, had the privilege and the pleasure to share the stage with them on quite a few occasions. They are Fires in Japan, and this is MetLife Windbreaker. Find them at ReverbNation.com/FiresInJapan. I'd like to take the time to give a huge thank you to Chelsea Maxine. Big shout out to my boy Shawnee Constant, Santo Ludi, all Ludi Tunes Productions, my boy Robert Illo. Did I say Chelsea Maxine? I'd like to thank Chelsea Maxine. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at HalfwayHamel. My website is HalfwayHamel.com. You can go to the podcast on there. Subscribe at iTunes. Again, tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a motherfucker you don't know. I got to thank all the bands I played on the show tonight, especially the Trash Brats and the Paybacks for paving that fucking rock and roll road, man. And of course, most especially, a big thank you to everybody whether this is your first time listening or your fucking millionth time listening, thank you so very, very much from the bottom of my heart. I only got one more thing to say, and that is peace.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, I chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. I couldn't tell you last time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep. But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man, I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done, yeah. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one. People say I'm lazy cause I don't work, but they don't know jack cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous cause I'm at home watching TV, playing on my iPhone. But who has time to fill out an app? I'd rather stay home and take a nap. Here comes a repo man, I got to run, yeah. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
No, work at all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom. Yes, he needs a job, he don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom, do I really have to get a job?
Yes, on, you have to get a job. A job. I told you.
Come on.
Yes, you must get a job, Harry. Get a job. Please. Get a job.
So we don't have
Harry,
to get a job.
Get a job. Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your socks.
Hey, do you know, did I remember to thank Chelsea? Oh, okay. All right, thanks.